It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It is September 24th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 55 degrees.
No crashes as we start our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, this morning, the Utah Marine killed in a terror attack in Afghanistan will be laid to rest. His family chose Arlington National Cemetery as his final resting place.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with what's taking place this morning. Mary?
Amanda, Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover was one of 13 U.S. service members killed in the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport last month. His family wanted today to be a more private affair, as well as last night's viewing held in his honor there in Arlington. Hoover served 5 tours of duty with the U.S. Marine Corps, earned many medals and awards for his service. Utah's governor has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today in his honor. That airport attack also injured several others, including another Utah Marine. He's from Carbon County and still recovering in Washington, D.C. at the hospital. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the Utah National Guard is mourning the loss of a guardsman who died this week during training. Officials say that Staff Sergeant Paul Olmsted was doing a water training exercise in Kentucky on Tuesday. He went underwater but never came back up. They recovered his body yesterday. Olmsted joined the Utah National Guard in 2016 and served as a Special Forces Engineer Sergeant since 2019. He leaves behind a wife and 2 children.
A man is behind bars this morning after being accused of shooting a woman at a Roy gas station last night. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Amanda, police aren't releasing a lot of details about the 2 people involved in the case. But what we do know right now is that officers responded to a call of a gunshot wound near 5100 South, 1900 West. Roy police spokesman Stuart Hackworth tells KSL TV's Andrew Adams they found an injured woman.
She was conscious, breathing alert. She suffered from 1 gunshot wound to the left side.
Police found 5 rounds fired at the gas station, and the woman was able to give a description of the man. Police tracked him down and arrested him. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC has approved Pfizer booster shots for senior citizens and other high-risk Americans. And late last night, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky went a step further, recommending frontline workers be eligible for boosters as well.
Dr. Walensky called the CDC's endorsement of initial booster shots promising, but said that it won't take away from their main mission, which is providing first shots to the unvaccinated.
ABC's Ike Ajachi says booster shots are available this morning for those eligible under the new recommendations.
Flu season is fast approaching, and doctors are worried about an extra hard flu season after we hardly saw any cases last year.
We need to clean those commonly touched surfaces. It's a really important way of slowing down the propagation of the flu across our community.
Dr. David Purz is with the Houston Health Department, and he says it's encouraging that he is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot.
Nearly 11 months after Joe Biden was elected president, a report will be released in Arizona today giving the result of a vote audit. We get the new details this morning from ABC's Alex Stone.
Without much transparency, the partisan audit has been underway for months. The results have been delayed several times. Today is a day Arizona Republicans say they will release their findings conducted by a Florida company with no election audit experience. When they present their findings, no questions will be allowed. Maricopa County and some media outlets have received early draft copies of the report. After millions of dollars spent, the report will allegedly say the results in Maricopa County were accurate and that Joe Biden did win. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new wildfire broke in California, leading to thousands of evacuations. The Fawn Fire is in Shasta County in Northern California, and it's nearing the town of Redding. This is what it sounds like this morning as firefighters tell people to leave.
Everyone needs to evacuate now. This is a mandatory evacuation order from this area from the Shasta.
The fire has already burned 25 structures. It's 5% contained and has burned over 5,500 acres.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.